saw, Herr Christ. We have made a lot of progress in our hour together today, but our time is about up. I will be sending your dossier to Herr Pilot with the recommendation that you are indeed competent to stand trial for your crimes against the Roman Empire. So you may be the king of the Jews and savior of the whole human race, but you are not insane. Good luck, and we will see you in, as you say, 3 days, yeah?
I forgive you, Doctor, for you know not what you do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know it has been 50 minutes, and your special therapy hour is up. So now is the time where we say bye-bye. The classic Messiah complex. Now there is the real Jewish problem. Oh, well, who is today's pro bono client? Let us see. Ah, send in Herr Preborn. Good morning, Herr Preborn. It says here in your dossier that you are experiencing some self-esteem problems, yeah?
Self-esteem? My mama aborted me when I was only 2 months developed. I've hardly got any self-esteem.
Please, make yourself comfortable and let us talk freely. I noticed right away you like to curl up in the classic fetal position.
Well, Jesus, Doc! Don't you think I have a right?
Only in an alleged universe in which there is right and wrong.
Oh, I've got your right and wrong, Doc. I was laying right there where I was supposed to be, trying to grow some skin and bones along with assorted internal organs. Then one day the bitch got up on the wrong side of the wrong bed and decided to rip me out and toss me in a dumpster, like I'm just a big blob of snot on a Kleenex.
Ah, I see. By the tone of your voice, and particularly by the pejorative pronoun you picked, it is apparent you have some unresolved issues with your mother, yeah?
Issues? Oh, yeah, I definitely got some big issues about the medical usage of my tissues.
And how do you feel about being studied in medical research? I would think you would rather enjoy the attention, especially considering the abandonment issues you apparently still have with your mother.
Well, my mother may have thrown me in the trash, but at least she didn't try to sell me off as a dead carcass to some medical research lab to be cut into thousands of tissue samples like the doctors did.
Oh, you must understand. You yield most valuable data. When your mother makes her choice, click, you are a natural resource. Why should we waste you? Well, anyway, you are, as we say in the old country, screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but I sure was lucky. Thank God I got the rod.
You got the rod?
Yeah, that would be Rod Fucksfunny. He stole me from the research lab. His name is Rod Fucksfunny, but he's known on the street as the One-Eyed Monster. He offered me a job acting for his studio. Turns out that he owns Dr. Goose Studios, the world's foremost purveyor of kiddie and preborn bondage videos. Their slogan is, Erotica by kids, for kids. Well, he says I've got star quality and thinks I might become the next Tracy Lords. Or maybe Ron Jeremy, depending on which organs develop and how much they develop. Anyway, he says he'll hire me a surrogate mother so I can finish developing, and then I'll be his indentured servant until I reach the age of consent, by which time he will have no further interest in me.
Well, that is a very interesting story, but your therapy hour is up. Here is a free experimental sample of our new non-prescription strength Flintstones Chewable Children's Prozac. There. Now your problem is under control, and it looks like we will be seeing you, as Siskel and Ebert say, at the movies. Bye-bye now.
But wait, Doc. We've hardly started on my issues. But no,
bye-bye.
But I got to tell you about what happened last...